Welcome to XP Ministries. This recording is under copyright laws and cannot be replicated. This file is licensed for one user only and cannot be duplicated without written permission. We pray that this recording will bless and empower you.
You are so good. You are so good to me. You are so good. You are so good to me. You are so good. You are so good. So good to me. Just the congregation. You are so good. You are so good to me. You are so good. You are so good. You are so good. So good to me. Sing it again now. So good, you are so good to me. You are so good, you are so good to me. You are so good, you are so good, so good to me. How good is our God? How good is our God? How good is our God? Oh, loose the stream of heaven, Lord. Loose the streams of heaven in this place. So good, Lord, you're so good.
Jesus, you are so good. And while we're in the atmosphere of the glory right now, focused upon his goodness, there is a cry within our heart, Father, that says we want to see your face. And we know that we can only see your face in Jesus Christ, your Son. But if we've seen him, we've seen you. And we ask for a revelation of the face of our God, that we would see your eyes, that we would see the glory of your face, that we would ascend into your presence and behold you. We delight in your goodness, Lord, but beyond it all, we love you. John was taken up into an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ. And the Spirit has had this vision penned for us so that we can enter into the reality of that experience too. And we have learned that the Word of God is not just mere print on a page, but it represents substance. And so often we hear the cry of our own heart that says, oh, I just want to see your face. Let me see you. Let me see you. Oh, if only I could see him. Well, we can. We can see him right here. Where it says, then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the middle of the lampstands, I saw one like a son of man, clothed in a robe, reaching to the feet, and girded across his chest with a golden sash. Wow. His head and his hair were white like white wool, like snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze when it had been made to glow in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand, he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in its strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man, and he placed his right hand on me. We're going to enter into an activation right now of beholding. Heaven is so full of beauty and splendor, but all of the beauty and all of the splendor points to him. The sapphire streets point to him. The crystal sea points to him. The rainbow over the throne points to him. The worship and the adoration, it all points to him. Every chamber in the heavens points to him. Holy Spirit, grant unto us right now the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Empower us right now to behold. We sanctify our minds. We sanctify our imaginations. We sanctify our emotions, our physical body. We sanctify our being. We set ourselves apart for you. We thank you that the cleansing that comes from the blood of Jesus has washed us clean, and we are arrayed in holy arraignment as we prepare to ascend with you, Holy Spirit, into the presence of our King and our God. Holy Spirit, we yield ourselves to you right now. And we say, take us into beholding. We want to behold the sun, the face that shines like the sun in its strength. We want to behold the fire in his eyes. We want to behold his hair that is white like wool. We want to behold the feet that are like burnished bronze. We want to behold our God. We yield ourselves to you, Holy Spirit, and we follow. Just follow him now, right into the throne room to behold Jesus. The voice of the Lord is like a sound of many waters. I sense the Spirit saying His voice is going to speak to many of you. And as you witness with this, as you're in His presence, just listen for what He might speak, for the counsel He might give. And I also believe the Lord saying that you are free to inquire. Inquire of Him. Many of you are going to receive insight from the Lord, wisdom from Him in regards to situations that you are walking through. Presence, Jesus. We love your presence and we love your counsel. And we thank you, Lord, that as we stay and remain and abide in your presence, that we're transformed into your likeness. Lord, everything that we do, everything we put our hand to, we want you to be with us. We want to behold your face. We want to focus upon you. We'll never let you go. We've been in the presence of the Lord, beholding Him, in the presence of His glory. This is our rightful place. This is our place. place of inheritance. And I sense the Holy Spirit saying that He wants to come with us at our invitation to wherever we would invite Him to come. And I was reminded of Jairus' daughter who was sick, and Jairus went to Jesus and in the midst of a crowd and everything and said, "Please come to my house, come to my house. My daughter is sick." And even though Jesus was in the midst of many people and there was many demands made on Him, He said, "Jairus, I will go to your house. I will go to your house." And I sense the Holy Spirit saying that He would love to accompany us in the glory to our house. If this witness is with you, then follow Him to your house. There's no time or distance in the Spirit. Just let Him lead you to your house or to your business or maybe to someone else's house that you're concerned about. Maybe to a hospital room. Wherever He leads, we go with Him and release the glory. The glory that we have received in the heavens today. We can follow Holy Spirit because the whole earth is full of His glory. And we can take the glory and fill our homes, fill hospitals, fill places. Just follow the Holy Spirit and follow His instruction. There's been times when the Holy Spirit has led me to different places around the world. I say yes, and I just follow Him there. Sometimes it's just a thought away. And then He has me intercede or make decrees or deposit heavenly glory. Sometimes I've had interaction with people or deposited things, blessings for people. It's just a matter of following Holy Spirit out of relationship. Whatever He says, do. Thank you, Lord. The things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. And that many of you have had experiences that have been translated to your understanding through your thoughts, within the imagination or whatever. But if you believe that the Spirit has been speaking to you and showing you and leading you, then take hold of that as true substance, as true encounter. And begin to thank Jesus. Thank Him. Thank Him for what He's shown you and record that in your heart as a reality. It's a reality. It's a reality. It's a spiritual encounter. It's a reality. The Holy Spirit led me to a place. place of someone's workplace and they're a backslidden Christian. And he transported me there, and I just released the love and the glory of the conviction of Christ upon that one. And I know that that is a tangible experience. It's what the Holy Spirit led me to do. And I believe that this is true. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. So just take hold of that which the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Take hold of it right now. Record it. Say, yes, this is mine. This is a valid experience. I believe that this was you, Holy Spirit, and I followed you. This was you. Thank you, Lord. And when you receive that, it establishes that within your heart and life. Thank you, Lord. We're just going to enter into some praise right now to thank the Lord for what he's given, and then we'll have a few testimonies. I know that this last activation we did was really special for many of you. And what I'd like to do is just have a couple of testimonies before we break. But there was a testimony I wanted Kim to share yesterday, because one of the activations we did into the glory yesterday was within groups of three. I had you get into groups of three and to just seek the Lord together. And in Kim's group, all three had all the same thing. So I wanted her to share that.
What was cool was it was three of our team members. And as we ascended, I saw a heart, and then I saw liquid gold just like pouring out. And then I saw an ear with a hearing aid in it. And I felt like the Lord was saying he is increasing the anointing for healing, to where we're going to see more and more healings. But then the next thing was the glory. And then salvations. But the thing that was really cool is we were standing in the glory, and it was like the movie City of Angels, to where the angels are standing there basking in the sun, and the Lord was showing an increase to where he's literally going to pour out more and more of his glory. We're going to walk releasing more glory. And as that happens, we all saw it was salvations. There were just people that were continually being added, salvations and healing and more manifestations of the glory.
I want to use this just to teach a little something as well. They all saw these things and had the understanding. And you can see many things when you're in the glory, because revelation is very fertile. When you're in the glory realm, there's lots of revelation, so you can get insights and understanding. But it is possible for you to get insight and understanding, but still not take the tangible substance and have it manifest within your life, because that is a deliberate act also of taking it and receiving it and saying, yes, Lord, I take that. It is now mine. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's one thing to see it. You can see promises in the scripture, but lots of people see them but never live them. So you've got to take them and say, I just call this mine. I agree with this. I'm going to start pulling on this one. I'm expecting the manifestation, because now abide faith, hope, and love, and hope is that expectation. I expect to see this, and I believe it. By faith, I'm going to receive it, and I'm going to allow love to well up in my heart for everything that you're showing me, and really massage that, like work your revelation so it becomes a reality to you, not just something you see, but something that you embrace.
For more information about Patricia King and XP Media, visit us online at xpmedia.com. We look forward to building relationship with you. xpmedia.com